MTD Radio News. I'm Jim Miller. Here's what's happening. A rare lizard in peril by oil and gas and mining operations in southeast New Mexico and West Texas proposed for federal protection as an endangered species after years of debate. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service proposed Friday that the Dunes sagebrush lizard be listed as endangered under the Endangered Species Act in response to a petition and 12-month findings by the agency. The lizard dwells exclusively in shiny oak sand dunes in the Permian Basin region of New Mexico and Texas, which are threatened by oil and gas development and sand mining in the area to support extraction. A group of Skills USA students from Hobbs captured silver medals recently at the organization's national convention and competition. SeaTech students Eric Serrano raced over and Leo Juarez finished second in the Career Pathway Showcase Business Management and Technology competition during the Skills USA National Leadership and Skills Conference June 19th to the 23rd in Atlanta, Georgia. The Career Pathway Showcase challenges students to develop projects to benefit local industry, their school, or community. The project must focus on the training they receive at SeaTech. Students created an exhibit to explain both their training and the resulting project to the community. An Austin, Texas-based oil and gas company fined about $42 million by the state of New Mexico for alleged air pollution violations at facilities in the southeast region of the state. The New Mexico Environment Department and the Energy, Minerals, and Natural Resources Department issued dual fines last Thursday accusing Ameredev operating of illegal natural gas emissions and failure to report emissions. NMED's fines totaling about $40 million stem from alleged violations at five facilities in Lee County where the agency said five regulated air pollutants were excessively emitted. And that's what's happening. I'm Joe Miller, MTD Radio News.